second. She put the head in front. What's a Dave got? He's coming back. The gloves are off. They go toe-to-toe. Blow for blow. Very Elegant. Ahead on a Dave. He's trying, but she's going to beat him. Very Elegant wins the Ramberts. She reversed the result of last year. Beat a Dave.
Well, they'll be at it again, a Dave and Very Elegant tomorrow. The Queen Elizabeth Stakes. It's a $4 million race over 2,000 metres. And I knew this man when he had nothing. Well, he never had nothing, but he was just skimming around the pram with Graham Yates at the Black Prince Hotel trying to get a free pot. Now he's a Leviathan owner, Tim. He's got shares in Very Elegant. He got shares in Sir Dragonair as well, which has got a big chance. And Johnny O'Neill joins us. Welcome, Johnny.
G'day, Gaz. How are you, mate? G'day, Tim.
Oh, g'day, John.
When they said we're talking to John Oney, I said, oh, it takes me back. It takes me way, way back to those days. Look at you now. You've got you own every damn horse in Australia.
You know, things have been going pretty well, mate. It's probably not appropriate to talk about the things in the past, Gary. So I think you and I just focus on the horses in the future.
Hey, Johnny, can I just go back in time a little bit? Because the biggest day I've ever had at the races you featured in, and that was back at the Oaks, and I backed Bullabagazi.
Oh, no.
And I went up. You were working with Simon Beasley at the time. Am I right in saying this?
That is correct, Timmy. It's a long time ago now, but Beezer and I have been friends for a long time. So I was in there trying to help him out, trying to knock some money out of the bag when he wasn't looking.
Well, you helped me that day because I walked up there and I said, I'm going to back Bullabagazi, and you just gave me that look as if to say, oh, what the hell are you doing? It's got no chance. I think it was 14 or 15 you gave me. I think it might have been 21s you gave me.
Geez.
And it duly saluted. So I haven't had a chance to thank you since.
No, look, that's okay. I did give you 21. I gave all the Richmond people 26. But anyway, that's
all right. A big day tomorrow. Very Elegant's been just, it's the best, probably the best horse in Australia right now. It's going for its ninth Group 1, six this season already. I mean, you've had some great horses. Where does this horse sit?
Oh, look, she's probably the best. I mean, as you say, I have had a lot of horses. I've been really lucky to be involved with a great group of owners over a long period of time and lots of trainers. And for me, I'm going for Group 1, number 30 tomorrow, Gaz.
Wow.
As I said, I've been really lucky over a long period of time to have sort of Mummify and obviously then Boban and the new crew all sort of got together, and we've sort of raced a lot of horses over the last 4 or 5 years with Aussie Kerr and myself and a few guys. So it's been a just an amazing ride, and to know that we've sort of got shares in Very Elegant, and we've got a beautiful filly called Impecunious that's running in the Oaks too. So it's a pretty big day for all of us, but Sir Dragonair and the Very Elegant story over the last 12 months has been extraordinary, obviously with us being locked up in Melbourne, as we all know. To win a Caulfield Cup and to win a Cox Plate in 1 year with those two horses and not be able to be at the races was pretty frustrating, but it's certainly an exciting time for everyone.
Probably saved you half of the prize money by not being able to get out and have a party after it.
Well, that's very true, but I'm a bit older, Gary. I don't know whether I could still do it. Let's not talk about the past, eh?
No, let's talk. I'll tell you what, you said luck, but I reckon there would be a lot of research that goes into these horses, would there not?
Yeah, look, there is. And Aussie Kerr, who you guys have probably spoken to as well, has been a great friend for years. And he's got a lot of people internationally looking at horses and people doing form. And I think it's like anything, you know, horse racing and footy, if you've got the right system in place and you've got the right disciplines in place, well, you know, we all need luck. But I think if you're doing the process right and you've got great trainers and great track riders and great support people, which we have certainly at Kieran Maher's stable and at Chris Waller's, it just gives you every opportunity to have some success, you know.
And Very Elegant, primed for the weekend.
She's in amazing form. She had a huge spring and then has come back, and Chris just seems to be thinking she's improving all the time. And yesterday, I think the track was a soft 5, so that'll sort of suit her beautifully. There's a little bit of rain forecast here overnight. I'm in Sydney at the moment. The sun's out at the moment, but so that'll suit her. The English horse is a star, obviously. We were able to beat him first up this time, for him being here in Australia, so that was good. So we're pretty confident that that we can get the job done. But just be careful of the dragon. He'll just be he'll be lurking at the back and might just be finishing over the top of both of them.
Yeah, so I just
we'll see
that. $6, Glenn Boss on board. He's got a habit of just saluting in these big, big races. So just keep him nice and safe, eh?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, he's an elite sort of 2,000-metre-plus horse too, and he had a couple of runs over 1,400 and a mile this time in, and they just sort of weren't suitable distances. And the first time he got up over ground, he, you know, he won the Tancred Group 1 pretty easy a couple of weeks ago. So there's a big crew of people coming up, guys, so it'll be a heap of fun. We're really looking forward to it.
And did you just sit back last night in the hotel room and watch your Tigers just demolish the Saints?
Well, I just love it. Gary, I just think the boys are, they're just unreal, aren't they? I just love the camaraderie and I just love the process and the focus and obviously the coach and everyone have got everything flying. So it was a really good win.
It was
great.
It was. Quick one before we let you go. This is off our text machine. Ask Johnny who his favourite jockey is.
Ooh. Well, tomorrow I've got two favourite jockeys. Yes. It'll be Glenn Boss and it'll be James McDonald, but I've had a lot of luck over the years with Damien Oliver and James Winks, who's retired. I had a lot of luck with him. So I think there's so many great jockeys. It's you just got to make sure you get the right jockey for the right horse.
And, Johnny, just quickly before we let you go, I believe Gary was so big back in the day when you were rolling around with him at the pubs and the clubs and that type of thing. He had to put on three apprentices. Is that right?
Well, he was unreal. He was unreal. Oh, yeah. He had sort of all the young blokes at Melbourne, and they were like the teaser ponies in those days. They just used to go out and bring them all back for Gazza, and Gazza just, he was in control of the whole situation.
That is a load of rot, but as you said, we will not live in the past. Jonathan, good luck to you tomorrow. Got big chances, and we'll be watching and cheering him home for you.
Take care, boys.
Go Johnny.
John O'Neill, who's just battling along.
Oh, yeah.
Just struggling.
Oh, yeah. And look, just give us a list of the other horses that he's been part owners of too, Gary.
Well, he's mentioned Mummify, which Leon Cameron was in. Marmello, Boban, Tagaloa, Warning still going around. So Sir Dragonane, Very Elegant, 30 Group 1 is going very nicely.